was so pretty, she was so needy, and I was like, okay, baby, take me to your city. The early days were the better days, and I was just in it with whatever baby say. Till we got a little touch of Philly, till it's over Billy. We come back on time, even a pizza, take a dilly. The money, even again, I'm on to get a fish a millie. iPhone, set the mood up, nearly Siri. Hand, Sally, Santa. Sally, baby, I really want, but he man, ta. One time, and I in Molen Santa. Then I that one, it's all, but Molly Fanta.
Playing only the best songs. Power FM.
Giddy up. Power.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
An activist has called for urgent justice after abuse of 13-year-old girl in Iteje-Iteje district. Luano District Agriculture Coordinator Roy Kalipenta has urged farmers to take farming seriously. In international news, South Africa has declared a national disaster following foul weather in several parts of the country last week. In sports news, CAF has picked opening and closing ceremony venues for the 2024 Chan tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Activist Francesca Sanana Akashambatwa has called for urgent justice and community action following the shocking discovery that a 13-year-old girl from Iteje-Iteje is suffering from syphilis after allegedly being repeatedly sexually abused by her stepfather. Concerns have also been raised about the mother's role, with Ms. Akashambatwa demanding a thorough investigation into whether she knew of the abuse and failed to protect her child. The alleged perpetrator has been apprehended, but the activist emphasized that this is only the start of a long process to ensure the victim's safety and recovery.
My heart bleeds for this young girl, and I pray that God sees us through this immense trauma and the pain that she has endured. This is just not a tragedy. It is a betrayal of trust from somebody that she looked up to as a parent and ended up taking advantage of her. From my experience, I know some mothers are aware of such demonic behavior but chooses to remain silent for the sake of marriage. This silence is complicity. If the evidence shows that the mother suspected or was informed of the abuse, she must also be held accountable. This really hurts. And let the perpetrator be taken where he belongs.
First National Bank, FNB, has expressed desire to work with small and medium enterprises in fostering national development. Speaking during the SME and cooperatives capacity building training held at the ZAF Banquet Hall in Kabwe, FNB Senior Manager SME George Besta disclosed that over 17,000 small and medium enterprises have trusted FNB for more than 16 years and that the bank has been operational in Zambia. Mr. Besta said the bank is committed to ensuring that SMEs are provided with the best banking services. And Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mubanga, who was the guest of honor, has commended FNB and other stakeholders for successfully organizing the capacity building training. The SME and cooperatives capacity building training has been organized by various stakeholders, among them CMC 360 Consulting, FNB, Gatbro International, among others business enterprises. Luano District Agriculture Coordinator Roy Kalipenta has urged farmers to take farming seriously as a business during the 10th Luano District Agriculture Show held at Twikatane School grounds. Speaking at the event themed Adapting to Climate Change, Mr. Kalipenta emphasized the importance of continuous learning and innovation to enhance productivity and resilience.
This is our 10th show. It's a remarkable achievement. Over the years, we have witnessed this show grow from a small gathering of local farmers of a vibrant and inclusive event, attracting event, exhibitors from across sectors. This is a testimony to the hard work, unity, and shared vision stakeholders in Luano District.
The event was officiated by Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki, who expressed gratitude to the farmers for their unwavering dedication to ensuring national food security despite the challenges posed by climate change. He acknowledged the New Dawn government's commitment to supporting agriculture and livestock production as key pillars of direct farmers to sell their produce to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and the attractive price of 340 kwacha per 50 kilogram bag, a move aimed at stabilizing incomes and securing food supplies.
As government, we are fully aware of this challenge. That is why we have undertaken a deliberate with the following steps. Promote climate smart agriculture such as conservation farming, agroforestry and irrigation. The government has also strengthened early warning systems and weather information dissemination to farmers. Government is also investing in research and extension services, including climate resilient seed varieties. We are also encouraging the diversification of crops and income sources to reduce vulnerability. In partnership with cooperating partners such as the Food Reserve Agency, we are promoting agriculture by introducing competitive market prices for produce so that farmers can make profit from agriculture. We are all aware that you've already started a government and FRA to buy maize at a very good price, that is 340 kwacha per kg bag.
President Hakainde Hichilema has officially brought to a close the national mourning period for the late 6th Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. The decision comes after a prolonged impasse with the Lungu family regarding the repatriation and funeral arrangements of the former head of state. Addressing the nation last evening, President Hichilema emphasized the importance of restoring national normalcy and unity following the extended period of mourning. The president acknowledged the challenges faced during the negotiations with the Lungu family, but underscored the need for the country to move forward.
As you are all aware, our government has made numerous efforts to engage the family and representatives of the late president in order to reach consensus in this matter. By last Sunday, we extended the mourning period by another 9 days, and we began towards the state funeral with full honors. Our country cannot afford a state of indefinite mourning. We've done everything possible to engage the family of our departed 6th Republican president, and we've reached a point where a clear decision has to be made. Given these circumstances, I therefore wish to inform the nation that as of the end of today, the 19th of June 2025, this particular national mourning period is officially over. This will allow the country to begin to return to some normalcy.
In international news, South Africa has declared a national disaster following severe weather in several parts of the country last week. While the snow, heavy rains and high winds have impacted several provinces, the area around the city in Mthatha in the Eastern Cape was the hardest hit. The death toll from flooding in the region has increased to 92, with that figure likely to rise as more mop-up operations continue. Officials say that 31 children were among the dead. At least two school children who were in a bus that was washed away among the unverified number of missing persons, according to local media reports. Authorities have appealed for residents to report missing people so rescuers could better understand how many people they were still looking for. Still in international news, Namibia's Ministry of Health and Social Services has officially declared a cholera outbreak in the Opuwo district. This comes after confirmation of two cases of Vibrio cholera 01, which is a strain known for causing outbreaks. Health Minister Esperance Luvindayo announced this during a press briefing. The announcement comes after the ministry last Friday reported a suspected outbreak to the World Health Organization, WHO. Luvindayo said the first four suspected cases in three children and one adult were all from the same household at Opuwo. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.